Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Very historic day, as we just said. Back in there, as soon as we walked out, we were very excited. We voted for the first black man in history and got our marriage license.
Who has the best tax plan, do you think?
Well, McCain. Obama's going to cost me more in taxes. I make over $250,000 a year. That's not what I take home. But Obama's going to cost more money to us.
Voices of people who have already cast a ballot in this presidential election. And they're in Colorado, where early voting has begun. It began on Monday. And Colorado this year could be a swing state. TAN Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein is there. Of course she's there. She's always where it's happening. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Adora.
And so what are all these reports? There have been several in the last 24 hours about McCain giving up on Colorado.
Yeah, there have been some reports that he's pulling his ads here, that his aides are trying to find a path to victory without Colorado. But the McCain campaign is pushing back. They note that Sarah Palin has been here just in the Denver Post this morning. It was reported that McCain will be here Friday to make three stops. I still saw some ads on the TV here. And I got to say, yesterday when I was out talking to voters, it is clear to me that there are last-minute decision makers, Democrats, who cannot bring themselves to vote for Barack Obama, whether it's race, whether it's because they think he's too inexperienced, whether some of this other negative campaigning has seeped through. We've talked about how when people go to pull the lever, something happens. And there are people who are deciding McCain at the last minute, like Richard Whitaker. He's a retired law enforcement officer in Pueblo, Colorado, where I was yesterday.
I'm impressed with Obama, but it kind of scares me. Couple of years in the Senate, and I just didn't feel like he had the experience. Plus, I'm a Vietnam veteran, so I kind of lean towards John McCain for that.
Do you usually vote Democrat, Republican?
I usually vote Democrat. I've been a registered Democrat all my life.
So that was in Pueblo, Colorado. You want to tell us a little bit about that county and why it might be important in deciding which way Colorado goes, red or blue?
Pueblo is a large county in southeastern Colorado, and it voted just slightly blue in the last two elections. But if you look at an electoral map, it has almost no color at all. It's one of those counties that gets pretty evenly split. It's unlike where I was yesterday, where there's a lot of new growth, natural gas coming in, high tech. This is an old steel town, and there's still some industry around it. Lots and lots of Latinos, some members of unions, although it's leaned slightly Democrat because there's almost a sort of connection with some areas in the Midwest and that it was an old steel town. There were lots and lots of McCain voters at early voting yesterday, lots of people going in to vote. One of the things is that we were in downtown Pueblo and we were at some early voting sites. And one of the things is that voters are giving you a sense of what this election might have been about had it not been the economy. Issues that are very important here in Colorado, like gun rights, have been eclipsed. Here is a voter named Christina Marquez. She says that she's an independent, and she's trying to puzzle out who she's going to vote for.
Did you vote for President Bush?
I did.
And what do you think about the job he's done?
I think it could be a lot better. I am disappointed in my choice there. That's why I want to make sure that I really, really believe in my choice this time.
What do you think about the people that say, oh, McCain is Bush 3?
I would have to agree with some of that. Mm-hmm. I mean.
So how do you think you're going to decide in the end?
I'm probably going to vote for Obama because all in all, that's, other than the gun control issue, that's where I'm at with it.
That's amazing.
And another issue in Pueblo is during the primaries, there was a lot of discussion, a lot of reports on Latinos and how they felt about Barack Obama, that there was this tension in voting for an African-American candidate. What have you found there in Pueblo? Because doesn't it have a solid Latino community?
Well, you may remember yesterday I met the gentleman, John Gutierrez, who described himself as a brown redneck, very conservative, was not voting for Obama. But I met a lot more Latinos in Pueblo and in the area who were completely clear that they were voting for Obama. And one of the sets of people that came in was a family, Latino family. Gail Lopez came in with her daughter, Joanne, and they were determined to vote early this year.
Do you usually vote early?
No, not usually.
No. What made you decide that this year you needed to?
I'm sure there's going to be a big turnout for the presidential campaign.
Did you make up your mind recently who you were going to vote for?
I made up my mind as soon as Hillary didn't win.
So what did you decide?
Obama.
No doubt in your mind?
No doubt.
Uh-huh. When did you decide?
It's been a while, and plus my mom.
Oh, you're her
mom. The boss. No disagreeing with her. She's always right. And even if she ain't, she is.
And that's such an interesting social phenomenon because Latina women tend to decide who is voting in their families. And I saw that right in front of me, that they decide and then they bring the whole family and they all vote together. I did not find ambivalence about Obama. In fact, while I was in Pueblo, we went down and we checked out a livestock auction in neighboring Otero County. And I spoke to a rancher there named Andres Palestino Carreros. He owns a ranch and he was for Obama because he said he liked Obama's character and he thought he'd be better on immigration. And I asked him whether he knew about McCain's efforts to reform immigration. He said, oh, yes, I know all about that, but he's just too good friends with Bush. This conversation, by the way, was all in Spanish. And, you know, for Latinos here, I mean, there have been immigration raids up in Greeley where I was. You know, there's a big raid. Families have been broken up. This is a very real, visceral issue. And if there are issues of racism and social agenda with the Democrats, they are being eclipsed by these other things that are going on. By the way, while I was at the auction, I mean, I have to say that it was serious McCain country. I mean, these were people who were voting for capitalism over socialism. Lots of ranchers. They were having lunch in between going out and buying cattle out in the auction. Here's Lloyd, who was one of the people who was expressing a very strong anti-Obama position.
In the cattle industry, you will lose money 6 years out of eight, and then the 2 years you actually make money, you will make very good money, and then have the government take that all away and give it to people who have no job and managerial skills is ridiculous to me.
That's what you feel? That's the Democrat agenda?
For the most part, yeah. Since 1931?
What 32, I guess it would be.
Yeah, and what an interesting snapshot, though, because so many are making the argument that the economy and the downturn in the economy is actually helping Obama, but here you have someone making an argument for why he's not voting for Obama, given what he believes is Obama's economic plans.
Right. I mean, these ranchers, one of them said, you know, I'm not putting a watermelon patch in the Rose Garden. There was all kinds of, ooh, you know, ooh. I don't like the company that he keeps, you know, and there was an incredible amount of, you know, Bush did a great job on the war. We think the war in Iraq, you know, Obama would have had to go in there. If Gore had been president, he would have had to go in there and fight that war after they bombed us, was what one person said to me. People said, look, if you're not there fighting that war and having a strong war, you're going to have a weak economy. I mean, you know, I was not too far from Kansas, which is a very, very red state, and you see some of these views kind of tilting over. However, at this auction,
Before you go there, I mean, it seems to me you've described just a couple of paths of people who retain their loyalty to the Republicans.
Exactly. Yeah.
But there are a variety of ways in which people are finding Barack Obama. That tape earlier of the woman who said, gun control, I don't agree with him on, but I'm still going to vote for Barack Obama. It seems like that is one of the reasons why Colorado is sort of in play right now.
Yes, that's true. Although, I mean, I do think that there is going to be a sort of a last-minute pullback. I mean, I know there's some polls showing that this is a 10-point race, but I think as people go into the polls, and it's so interesting because what I'm finding at the polls is people who voted for Obama seem to be much more willing to share the fact that they voted for Obama. Mm-hmm. There was a McCain supporter who didn't want to tell me who she voted for. Then finally she did, but she said, but we're going to lose anyway. So there's a sort of sense of beleaguerment or being, you know, back on their heels among the McCain supporters. But, you know, when I was down in Otero County, one woman was like, don't use my tape. They'll, you know, come and get me when she was supporting Obama, because she was saying that farm families are getting split up over the health care issue. They're having to move to town, one of the spouses, so that they can get health insurance and keep their farms. But at the auction, I actually met a Roosevelt Democrat. Jack, he was a rancher, and there was no question in his mind that he was going to vote Obama.
I wouldn't be sitting here today if it wasn't for Roosevelt and his New Deal. That's how my dad supported us, how he fed us. I'm almost 80 years old. I remember the Depression. I remember the tough times. I remember when we didn't have shoes to wear. That's right, reason I'm a Democrat.
Great stuff, Andrea.
I know, amazing sound. Andrea Bernstein, our takeaway political director, thank you so much, and we're going to keep you out there on the road.
Thank you. Such a variety of views in Colorado.
He remembers the Depression.
Well, you would if you lived through it, I think.
I mean, that's just such an interesting, no question in his mind.
Yeah.
Absolutely simple